Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. What a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. We want to welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. We bless the Lord for this gospel explosion of believing God for great and mighty things to transpire. Thank God for the power of his word. And the theme is, what are you doing to change the atmosphere for Jesus? We can change the atmosphere a lot with what words we say, because there's power in the word. And you said in your word, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. What's proceeding out of your mouth? We want to give glory and honor tonight unto the Most High God. Praise God with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer, our Burden Bearer, our High Tower, our Strong Tower, I Am That I Am, whatever we need him to be. What a magnificent, phenomenal God that we serve. We got to have the mindset like never before. If we go over to God, want to live for him, then we need to have our lives aligning up with his word. And the only way that is to get the word in you, not in your intellect. It's got to get in your spirit. Because he said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And he said, so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So what are you thinking about? And he said, those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. So we just want to exalt, glory to God, the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Thanking God, glory to God for the move of God through his word, through the apostle that's coming on tonight, Apostle Tyra Terry. Praise the Lord, anointed vessel of the Lord. But we just want to give God some glory, give him some honor, and help us to remember the purpose and the plan that he has us here on the earth realm. Glory to God to be a witness, to be a light, to be the salt, and to exalt his name. He said, if we exalt him, glory to God. We lift him up, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And then the Lord will bless and draw all men to him. So just remembering, glory that we are bought with a price, no more our own. I'm excited about this man called Jesus. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Giving time for some more to come on. Bless the Lord. We're not going to hinder or hold up things tonight, but we only know this only just 2 minutes after two, and it sounds like I already been on. Glory to God, even longer than the 2 minutes. But we bless the Lord for you tonight, and we're looking forward to God blessing and using this vessel because she has plenty of time to speak and to minister and to do as the Lord lead her. Praise God. We thank God for her husband as well, Apostle D.C. Terry. Praise God. They stand together. That is a couple that loves the Lord. They are servants of the Lord God. I don't exalt no flesh on parade because we got to answer to God even after all these words come out of our mouth because we are snared by our words. And liars will not tarry in his sight, and they will end up in hell. But I bless the Lord for the time that I do know them. I've known of them. I was thinking about it the other day. I think it's almost 14 or 15 years since Imani was a little girl. But anyway, we thank God now. Glory to God as we prepare ourselves now that we have quite a few on the line. I mean, we're waiting, glory to God, for others to come in, but we don't want to cause them to miss out on what God has tonight. We have our scripture reading shortly from Evangelist Mother Willette, and, of course, Mother Evangelist Alexander will do our prayer tonight. But I do want to, for those that are just coming in on for the gospel revival, of course, some may have given a name, given a number to come on, but my name is B.J. Hubbard, Minister Hubbard, D.J. Hubbard, Pastor Hubbard, whoever, Sister Hubbard. Bless the Lord for the host. Bless the Lord for Divine Connection prayer line that we have every Monday night. Prayer at 7 o'clock. Praying when women of God, and definitely even young men out of Connecticut too, but we thank God, glory, they are faithful, and they don't come top of my table, chips and hot dogs, filet mignon. They pray the word and pray under the anointing. We're going into our 6th year, and anyone, glory to God, like to hear the messages all week or either any prior episodes, you can look up www.blogtalkradio.com, divine, and divine, / divine, and it's spelled with a D-E for the ministry, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection. Again, www. www.blogtalkradio.com/divineconnection, and and you can look up the episodes and listen to those. Glory to God in secret, however you desire. Again, glory to God. We thank God for you all tonight. And our theme, as I said, is what are you doing to change the atmosphere for Jesus? So once I just say these couple of words of exaltation, we're going to go ahead and have our scripture reading and our prayer, and our speaker is already online. It was online before, glory to God, we came on. Bless the Lord. So that's how prompt they are. Bless the Lord. So it's only 5 minutes after. So after I read this, we're going to ask Mother Willette to advance us to give us our scripture reading. Then we'll have none other than Mother Alexander to do our prayer for tonight. All glory to God. As being one, we ought to learn how to be one with God like Jesus is, one with the Father. We should be one with him. And one accordness, being on the same page. And remember when the building, that when people were building the Tower of Babel, everyone was on one language, speaking the same thing, and we can get people on the same page and so forth. Like as God even said, there is nothing that those people attempt to do that would not be withheld from them. How much more as we be on one accord with God, with one another, and doing things, how much we can accomplish, we'll be a force to be reckoned with. Praise the Lord. Because they are together working, setting one same building, working on the same building, speaking the same language, nothing will be impossible for them. And the same thing with us. When we get on one accord, even with prayer, glory to God, or whatever we are praying or interceding for, the power of the anointing, how God bless, and yokes are destroyed, and the enemy is bound up and loose from his assignment. Praise God. Can that tell you something about the atmosphere was created because the words impact atmosphere? We are called by God to be a thermostat, not a thermometer. And we know even when we go through trials, really the one that's really holding the thermostat is God. How much he knows when to tell the enemy that is enough. But even because we're in him and greater is he on the inside of us, and he is after us, when we line up with God's word, praise God, we'll be able to adjust to as well with the same mindset to have a cool, calm, and copacetic mindset, even while it's hot. Truly, God controls the thermostat in our lives. And no matter what's raging or what's going on or everything in disarray or overwhelm, words create. Words, glory that create. It begins to, and also words have communication. Words, glory to God, celebrate. Words manipulate. Glory to God. We'll share a little bit of those things a little bit later. And this other scripture that goes along with just that exaltation is Hebrews 11:3. By faith, we understand that the universe created by the word of God, so that what seen was not made out of things that are visible. Words create faith or fear. What are your words creating? Is Jesus being magnified or glorified in your life? And we'll leave it at that. Praise the Lord. We give God glory. Praise God for another night, another day. Another opportunity to give him glory, praise, and honor. Another time to celebrate him. Another time to even repent if there's anything in our lives that's not lining up with your word. And so, God, we're just going to bless the Lord tonight and believe him. When the word comes forth, it's going to be transforming us, transitioning us out of one state into another. Those that were here all week long and through tonight, glory to God, what God is saying, to shift us into another position, glory to God, another mindset, not of our flesh, but of the spirit, because we don't want no flesh on parade. God is not pleased. He said we can only serve one master. One, if we try to serve two, you're going to hate one and love the other. So I bless the Lord that this word is going to bring more even awareness. And so much so, I'm believing that even all the speakers, as God bless them to bring such powerful of words and of anointing to go over to God, to bring to feed the sheep of God, that God's going to bless and shift them too, and that the word's going to be such an anointing that it's going to bring some things out of their mouths, out of the spirit, that's going to help them, catapult them into another dimension in the spirit as well. So it's going to be for all of us. And I thank God for the vessels that make themselves available. And thank God again, as I said, this woman of God tonight, truly one that will pray, seek the face of the Lord, will speak as God give her to speak. Thank God for her husband as being her shepherd. as well as her being her husband. But in the meantime, enough of that. He'll do the introduction. But I thank God for Glory to God of their busy schedule, them taking time to put, to come on and be the first to even open up this revival. At this time now, we're going to prepare ourselves to allow none other than Evangelist Willette to bring forth this shared scripture reading that was given for her to share with us tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Our scripture reading for tonight is coming from Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verses 29 through 32. Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verses 29 through 32. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his holy word. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we come before you today just to thank you, Lord. Thank you for being the head of our lives, Lord God. Thank you for being in our lives. Father, you said in the word that if we pray, Lord, and that let us know, Lord God, that you hear us. You hear us when we pray. And Father, we thank you tonight for the speaker. Use our mightily, Lord God. Father, your word said that you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. You said, ask. You gave us authority to bind things here on earth and loose things here on earth. Help us to know, Lord God, and to realize that if you said it, that shall come to pass. Whatever we bind unhurt, whatever we loose unhurt. So binding and loosing here unhurt is done in heaven. Whatever we bind, doesn't matter what it look like, is our faith and our belief in him. Won't let it come to pass. Because Christ already paid the price. He did everything already. We have to believe and we have to receive his word and stand on it. No matter what it looks like come before us, know that if God said it, we have the authority to stand faithful and to speak it. Father, we thank you for bringing us this day, Lord, to see another good day, Lord God. There's only you could do it, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your word, Lord God. Thank you for this prayer line, Lord God. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to keep us all that is on the prayer line, Lord God. Your warriors in the mighty name of Jesus, that we stand faithful, Lord God. Father, you said in your word, pray for one another. We come together, Lord God, praying for one another, those we know and those we don't know. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us the authority and the dominion and the power here on earth to stand faithfully, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are, because we worship you and you alone, Lord God. Thank you for opening ways for our children, Lord God, because, Lord, they are in your hands, Lord. We leave them in your hands, because, Lord, you are a God that hears the cry, and nothing is hidden from you. Everything that's spoken and unspoken, you already know, Lord. Help us, Heavenly Father, to stand faithful. And when we open our mouth, Lord God, we must know that we're standing on the promises of God and believing in his word. So we thank you tonight, Lord God. We thank you for the speaker that you have for us tonight, Lord God. Continue to bless us, strengthen our Lord God, as she stand faithful no matter what, Lord God. Speak boldly the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Glory to the Most High God. Praise God. We're going to give glory to God the floor now to none other than her beloved pastor, her husband, to introduce her true man of God. We're looking forward to hearing from him in the future and blessing the Lord for the anointing that's on their lives to be an example as a young couple that is standing, glory to God, exemplifying Christ through their life. So we bless the Lord, and without further ado, we're going to introduce you to none other than Apostle D.C. Terry. Did I open the right line, or do I have, I may have it mixed up, have her line
with
open
everything that's head. Going on here, we thank God for the move of God. I want to just thank God for and give honor to the woman of God, prophetess and pastor B.J. Hubbard. Divine connections here, and also want to, and all others in line, I want to honor my wife, Apostle Tara and Terry here, who's also a powerful leader with the Kingdom Learning Center. Though I'm the founder, I've found throughout the years that a lot of people see her very closely as, adhere to her more so as the leader or a main part of the leadership, is which is what we really need. This is It's an honor for me to introduce my wife on tonight. She's my wife of 20 years this month. And our children, six children, each one, she's had natural birth, not even as much as a Tylenol. And I appreciate that type of mindset, because that gives you an idea or a peek into the strength of this woman. She's a powerful woman of God and has an authentic message that brings healing and alignment to the body. And so we already know tonight that with this title here, or this subject, what are you doing to change the atmosphere for the kingdom? We already know, because she brings that authentic message that brings the healing and alignment to the body, that she is going to, God's going to use her to change hearts and minds tonight, which is what it takes to get all of us in position to be able to do what it is that we're supposed to be doing at this moment. So without further ado, I want to introduce to you and present to others Apostle Tara N. Terry, powerful leader in the Kingdom Learning Center here in Irmo, South Carolina. Blessings upon you.
Blessings, everyone. Thank you so much, husband. I'm so grateful for him and him being my, well, Apostle D.C. Terry, for him being my leader, as well as my head, as well as my husband, as well as so many other things, but I'm so grateful for him. I give honor to Prophetess B.J. Hubbard for inviting me. We are grateful for you, and we are grateful for the impact that you've had on our lives and who you've been to us for. I didn't realize it was 14-plus years or some 14 years. We're so grateful. We're so grateful for you, and we love you so much. So we thank God for the opportunity on today to be able to say what thus says the Lord. So we thank you guys for everybody who's on, for everyone who's listening, for everyone who's tuning in. I pray that you receive on today what it is that God has to say. Pastor Hubbard spoke to me, or she gave me the title for the revival, and I want to just come to you first with some. Well, let me start here. It says, "What are you doing to change the atmosphere for Jesus?" And then the subtitle that was given to me was a betrayal. So I believe that there is so much that has to be done as far as the atmosphere, not just in the four walls, just what we present to those outside of the four walls, what we present to those who see us on a daily basis, those who see us in the streets, those who see us, that we're the people that we're really supposed to impact. And I do realize that we are supposed to be the ones who are helping those in the world. But there are some of us who are dealing with, I believe probably every person has in some way dealt with some form of betrayal. So I'm going to just go through some things here, and if you would just follow along, if you would just be open to hear and open to receive. So the betrayal here says, I like definitions, so if you'll bear with me there. Betrayal says to be led astray or to be disloyal to. And some of the synonyms of that is to backstab or to cross or to double cross or to sell out or to two time. And some of those words that are there, and those are some words that I know that we've heard, young and old, or young and older. So these are some things that we've all just kind of have dealt with. Even some of, you know, some children, we sometimes seem to think that it's just adults who've dealt with betrayal, or just, you know, us that are older, seasoned, if you will, who've dealt with betrayal. But there are even some, you know, children who have dealt with it and may not even realize that that's what it is, but or have dealt with or are dealing with it. So this is for everybody. This is for everybody, men, women, boy and girl, to just listen to and kind of take note of some things that are going to be said here on today. So there are many of us who have been betrayed, some by family, some by close friends, by our spouses, by just so many different people. And it's hurtful. It's a hurtful feeling. And we experience various emotions. Some of us, of course, deal with the hurt of it, the sting of it, the disappointment, the anger, sometimes the embarrassment of it, of being betrayed. And if we allow it to, and I want you to take note of that first part, if we allow it to, it can take us to a very dark place, if we allow it to. So what do we do with that? What do we do with that where we've been betrayed and there's, you know, we've put our trust in people or we've given our heart or we've let the walls down or whatever, and we've just decided that when we've done that, when we've let the walls down or when we've decided to give our hearts to people and they betray us or they backstab us or they, you know, they hurt us. What do we do with that? And I'm going to give you first – the obvious. And then there are some things that, because you've heard this, let me give it to you first. The first thing that we have to do, and I'm just going to go straight into it, is we have to forgive. And you may say, okay, well, I'm right here in the middle of the betrayal, and the person has hurt me, and it's fresh, and you're telling me to forgive. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear forgive. I want to do some other things, and I want to deal with the other emotions. I don't want to hear forgive. But a lot of times we back away from the things that we don't want to hear in the moment, and that's what gets us in trouble. A lot of times, and this is what we're commanded to do. It's what we have to do. We have to forgive whether or not we feel it, whether or not you know, we even want to do it. Sometimes we can be so angry that we don't want to hear that. The last thing we want to do is show any type of compassion. The last thing that we want to do is show any type of forgiveness for someone who's hurt us. But that's what we have to do. Matthew 6:16 says, but if you do not forgive others, nurturing your hurt and anger with the result that it interferes with your relationship with God, then your Father will not forgive your trespasses. Will not. It is imperative. It is essential. It is necessary to forgive. It is necessary. And some of you say, yeah, well, I know that. I know we're supposed to forgive. I know that's what we're supposed to do, but have we done it? Have we really? Because the bottom line is, again, we've all been in that place of betrayal. We've all been in some cases, I'll say most of us, in a place where we've been hurt by those who were dear to us, those that we love. And we'll say, of course we forgive. You know, I know that. I know I'm supposed to do that, but a lot of us are maybe still walking in unforgiveness, still walking with malice in our hearts, still dealing with the fact or dwelling on the fact that they hurt us or any of that. We have to be careful that we are not standing and walking in our everyday lives in unforgiveness, because again, the word says, but if you do not forgive others, nurturing your hurt and anger with the result that it interferes with your relationship with God. Nurturing your hurt. The scripture, if we look at it, it says, this is the Amplified Version, but if you do not forgive others, nurturing your hurt and anger with the result that it interferes with your relation with God, then your Father will not forgive your trespasses. Forgiveness is necessary. Forgiveness is essential. Again, sometimes it's the last thing we want to hear. It is the last thing that we want to hear, but it is a part of the healing process, which we'll get to. So forgiveness, yeah, we know that's what we're supposed to do. Now let's go through some things that, now some, I don't want you to misunderstand me. I realize that there are some things that we don't see coming. There are some things that we just, that happen, and we expected that it would be the last person or the last thing that would cause us to be in a place of hurt, disappointment, or betrayal. There are some things that have happened to children or have happened to spouses, I mean, with our spouses or whatever, that we had no control over. And there are some things that we did have control over. So I want you to get in a place where you can just hold on. So because right now, as God was speaking, there are some things that we have to hold ourselves accountable for when it comes to being betrayed. I realize that you may not have expected this route. Sometimes we look for a different way or a different approach to this message. But there are some things that we have to hold ourselves accountable for. There are some instances. Now, there may be another time where we can deal with the other times where the other instances of things that were beyond our control, and there are some things that you have to do and steps that you have to take with that. But this on today is for those things that we have to hold ourselves accountable for. The first thing is we can't ignore the fruit. There are sometimes, and there are some instances and some forms of betrayal that we could have avoided, okay? And I want you to follow me. There are some things that we can avoid. There are some patterns that we can avoid. If you'll look at a place where you may have been betrayed and you see where it's betrayal after betrayal after betrayal and you see that in your eyes as, God, what is going on? All of these people are, hurting me, or I keep being disappointed. We have to be careful not to ignore the fruit, okay? Matthew 7 and 16 says that you will recognize them by their fruit. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? That you will know them by their fruit. I want you to look at yourself or your circumstance, we're not talking about those things that may have been beyond our control. We're talking about those things that we can control, because there are some things that, some forms of betrayal that we place ourselves into, that we do that. And again, I want you to be open-minded, and I want you to open your hearts and open your minds to this, because if we'll look and if we would not ignore the fruits, if we would not ignore the things that are obvious, the things that are sometimes ignored, you see, sometimes we see the signs. Sometimes we see what people have to offer. We see their character. We've seen their integrity. We've seen the things that they say to us about other people, or we hear the things that they said to us about other people, or the things that they do to other people, the way that they treat other people. We see it, and we choose to ignore the fruit. We choose to ignore the fruit because we love them so much, because they're our family, because they're our siblings, or because we grew up with them, or because we choose to ignore the fruit because they're so pretty, or because they're so fine, or because they're so nice, or because, you know, there's so many different things that we put in front of God's voice, or what God is showing us, or we allow our emotions to take over, and we decide, I want you to hear it, we decide to ignore the fruit. Because, see, we're a people, as people of God, if we hear the voice of God, or if we hear the voice and we have an ear for him, and we decide to sit and hear and listen and be obedient to God, he shows us plainly and clearly a lot of times who people are. And we decide to ignore it. We decide to ignore the signs. We decide to ignore the character that they portray. We decide, or that they place in front of us. We decide to overlook the integrity that they put out there. We decide to overlook the things that they do and the things that they say in front of us. We choose to ignore the fruit. The word says you will recognize them by their fruit. So I would like for you to make that, if you're taking a note, I want you to put down, don't ignore the fruit. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because there's so much, especially, and I don't want to say especially as women, but in some cases, as women, we get in our emotions and we want a thing so much and we want a relationship so much and we want friends so much. And this is not just male and female. This is sometimes we just want friends, or sometimes we want a business venture so much, and that can go for both. We want something to work out so much. We want this thing so bad that we ignore the signs. We ignore the voice of God. We ignore what we know that he told us. We ignore it because of the emotion, because of the pretty stuff that's in our face, the pretty things that they portray, the things that they put in front of us or that we choose to see, and we choose to ignore everything else. You will recognize them by their fruit. Okay? Matthew 7 and 16, don't ignore it. Don't ignore it. And a lot of times, I'm going to move on from that. So you just go ahead and grab onto that, and I won't even be before you long on tonight. So I want you, there's another thing that we do. So I want you to make sure, I like to go back over the points. Make sure that you do not ignore it. Do not ignore the fruit. Don't ignore the signs. Okay? Another thing that we tend to do, and again, we want, these are things that we have to look at to make sure that if we've seen a pattern of things that are happening, we're consistently being hurt, if you will, we've consistently seen where we're being betrayed by others or whatever, I want us to look and take note of how, what part we take in it, okay? We're not even looking at the other person right now. We're not even looking at the other people right now. We're looking at ourselves on tonight. We're looking at our part in some of it. And again, there are some instances where we played no part, but there are some where we do. So, and another thing that we do or have done is we talk too much. Sometimes we are betrayed. We are betrayed, or we've been hurt, or we've been, you know, somebody, we feel like somebody has stabbed us in the back because we opened our mouths too much or too soon, because we decided that we want to tell people, we want people to know what's going on, and everyone doesn't have to know everything. Everyone does not have to know everything. I had to learn that myself. I'm not really a person that talks a lot or shares a lot, or, you know, I'm just not that person. That's not who I am. I don't go around, you know, telling everybody everything about my life. But in some situations, even with family, everyone doesn't have to know everything. Everyone does not have to know every move that you make. Everyone doesn't have to know that. So we have to ensure that we be led by the Holy Spirit, because he will reveal to you what to say and what not to say. Even if you don't understand why you can't say it to this person, because you may feel like you trust them, and they may not have ever done anything wrong to you, or they may not have ever betrayed you or ever caused you to have a reason not to trust them. But you listen to the Holy Spirit, because he will reveal to you what to say and what not to say. Even if you don't understand it, listen to him. Take note of that. He will reveal to you what to say and what not to say. Even if you don't understand, you listen to him anyway. Listen to him anyway. Everyone does not have to know everything. I want you to write that down, too, if you're taking notes or take note of it mentally. Whatever. Everyone does not have to know everything. You may want to share your big business venture that's coming up, the big thing that you're about to do, or the big thing that God has shown you. You may want to share that just because we love people, just because we want to share it, just because we're just excited about it. Everyone doesn't have to know everything. Some things you got to keep in your pocket. Some things you got to just go ahead and just keep that between you and God and whoever else he entrusts that he says you can speak to. You can't tell everybody. Everybody can't handle it, number one. Everyone cannot handle it. So then we get upset when we share things too soon or when we share things that we're not supposed to share, and then we feel like people have spread that thing or people have told everyone or just even one person, or then we feel betrayed. Then we feel like, you know, I can't believe that they did that, but God gave you did not have permission to share it. You weren't supposed to share it. So then we take accountability and we own our part in it. Sometimes we got to just hush. Sometimes we have to hush. Okay? 1 Thessalonians 4:11, it says, and that we study to be quiet and do our own business, and to work with our own hands as we commanded you, that we study to be quiet and do your own business. Sometimes we do too much. Sometimes we talk too much. Sometimes we don't. We just run our mouths to everybody. In some instances, it's not everybody. Some instances, it's just the wrong people. In some instances, some people just can't handle the information. Sometimes we're talking to the wrong people. And we got to be careful that we hear, that we have an ear to hear, and not just to hear, but to listen and to be obedient to what the Holy Spirit is revealing to us and who and what he tells us to say and what he tells us not to say. And sometimes, again, we allow our emotions to get in a place where we just want to tell people things, and then we get upset. Then we get upset when they betray us. We trust them, and that's okay, and I'm not telling you to be in a place where you can't talk to anybody. Just be led. Just be led. It's very important. So sometimes we talk too much. Write it down. Everyone doesn't have to know everything. So when you're tempted to just go out and spill everything that God may have shared with you, or that somebody else may have shared with you, or that you just even have information that you have or whatever, just be careful that you know that everyone doesn't have to know everything. And the Holy Spirit, allow him to speak to you, allow him to reveal to you, because some of us have been betrayed in that way, where we shared our uttermost secrets or our uttermost feelings with other people, and they shared that thing with someone else, and that's hurtful too. That's hurtful. You know, we can take it lightly, but that's hurtful because we trusted them. But we, in a lot of cases, we ignored the signs, we ignored the fruit. So we went ahead and did it anyway. Be careful. Be careful. Look at the people. Look at the people that you're talking to. And that goes back to the first point. Be careful. Look at the people that you're talking to. A lot of times they bring other people's business to you. And then we're okay with sharing stuff with them, knowing that, you know, if I can use this, I don't even know where I heard this from, that they have diarrhea of the mouth, that they just talk, that they just run their mouths, that they don't even think about what they're saying. And they just talk. We have to be careful that we look and we examine the people that we're sharing our thoughts with. We cannot get upset. We can, but really we have to look at ourselves. Why did I do that? Why did I even tell them that? I knew better. I knew better. God showed me. God told me not to do it. He showed me and told me not to say anything. Okay, so let's carry on. Let's carry on. So be careful. Be careful. Another one is another scripture said, and understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. This is James 1:19. Let everyone be quick to hear. Be careful, thoughtful listeners, slow to speak, a speaker of carefully chosen words, and slow to anger, patient, reflective, forgiving. That first part of that says, let everyone be quick to hear, be careful, thoughtful listener, and I will say be careful that you listen to the Holy Spirit as well in that instance. Slow to speak, a speaker of carefully chosen words. Be careful what you say. Be careful who you say it around. Be slow to speak and steady to be quiet. Steady to be quiet. So we have to be careful. Also, sometimes we can get in a place where we're betrayed, and there's been so many people around us. And yes, there's some things that we have experienced, and we want to, in some cases, see them experience the same thing. So we have to ensure that we don't get in a place where we think that we can retaliate, that we can handle the situation. So yes, you may have been betrayed and someone may have hurt you, and now you're in a place of that emotion of anger. Now you're angry. Now you're bitter. And then you want to retaliate. And I need you to know that the betrayer, the person who hurt you, this is a law. You reap what you sow. So regardless of the people, whether it seems like they're not getting what they're supposed to get or they're not getting what they deserve, ensure that you're not in a place of retaliation where you want to try to get back at them now. And this may sound like some of the saints may be like, oh, no, not me. You know, I pray for them and I love on them and I don't want to retaliate some of you, but there are some who do. There are some who do want to retaliate. There are some who do want to take matters into their own hands, because everybody did not come from a place of being loving and kind. Everybody has not come from that place. So there are some people who do want to retaliate, and I say to you, bring it back in and do not allow the enemy to take you to that place, because your betrayal will be dealt with accordingly. You reap what you sow, okay? Sometimes people say, I don't want to hear that, but people will reap what they sow. Do not be deceived. This is another one. Well, here's the scripture, Galatians 6:7-9. It says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. This is word. This is the word. So you need to know that whatever has happened, whatever a person has done to intentionally betray you, it will come back. You reap what you sow. So then it's our job to ensure that we trust God with it. We have to trust God with it. We have to put it in his hands. And we can't not be in a place where we think that we have to now make sure that they hurt just as much as we do. We need to make sure that, okay, well, you put this out about me, let me go ahead and put your business out there. Because then now that affects our integrity and our character and the people that we're supposed to be. You reap what you sow. It's going to happen. They will reap what they sow. And another scripture here, Romans 12:9. This is the Amplified Version. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave the way open for God's wrath and his judicial righteousness. For it is written in scripture, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Never avenge yourselves, but leave the way open for God's wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. So I say these things because I realize that there are people who are there right now in this moment. Some of it is fresh. Some of it has been years, and you're still trying to retaliate. You're still trying to make them pay. You still want them to pay for what they've done to you or your family. In that case, sometimes it doesn't even have anything to do with you. You want them to pay. So you try to put things into your own hands, and you try to make that happen. You try to destroy their character. You do that. So then what vengeance have we? What have we left for God to do? What have we entrusted him to do? What have we put in his hands? Absolutely nothing when we try to do it ourselves. So, beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave the way open for God's wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And I'm almost done. We have to get to a place, guys, where we can heal from it, where we can hold ourselves accountable for our part, for our part. Again, we're not looking at the betrayer right now. We're not. We're not looking at what they've done to us. Yes, we need to. Yes, it hurt. Yes, it was not a good feeling. Yes, it was disappointing. Yes, we were embarrassed. All of that. I do not minimize it. But we're in a place on tonight where we're going to heal and we're going to take accountability for our part. And our part is not always even the things listed. Some of our part is that we have to be in a place where we can forgive where we can allow this thing, whether it has happened to us with our own hands or within someone else's hands, we have to now stand and say, I will no longer be held captive to it. I will no longer be in a place where I'm miserable or a place where I'm hateful or a place where my attitude is completely different now. Now I'm just hateful and I'm mean to everybody, all of that. And some of us may think that is justified. And there's something that Apostle said on last week, and it says excuses may be justifiable. You may have a good reason. Excuses may be justifiable, but still not acceptable. So yes, we've been hurt. Yes, we've been betrayed. Yes, there's so much that has happened to us. But what are we going to do with it? What are we going to do now? Are we going to allow ourselves to stay in a dark place? Are we going to allow ourselves to stay in a pit where now God can't even effectively use us? So now we're talking about what will you do with the atmosphere? What are you going to do? What are you doing to change the atmosphere for Jesus? Now we can look at that. Are we going to be in a place where we allow ourselves to stay in a dark place because of what's been done to us, whether it be yesterday or years ago? Now God wants to use us, and he wants to use us effectively, but he cannot because we're not walking in forgiveness or because we're not in a place where we can even be used because of our attitude, or we're not in a place because we're just everybody. We don't like anybody now because of the things that may have been done to us. Now we don't want anyone to have anything to do with us. But then God is saying, but I want to use you. I want to use you to help this person get through what they're going through. But he can't do that because we're allowing those things to stay in our heart. We're allowing these things to stay in our minds and allowing ourselves to stay in that dark pit or that dark place. And some of you may not see it as dark, but if you're still walking in unforgiveness, if you're still not allowing God to use you the way that he desires to use you, and that's not always, again, in the four walls. He wants to use us in all over the land. He wants to use us just in our everyday walk and the people that we see and in our families. He can't do that because we have forgiveness again and malice in our hearts. So what are we doing? What are we doing to change the atmosphere for Jesus? What are we doing to change the atmosphere for the kingdom? What are we doing? So we must heal. We must take the time to heal. We must take the time to heal. We hold ourselves accountable to ensure that we don't get back into the same places. If some things that we, whatever it is that we can control, there's some things that we cannot control. But the things that we can control, we have to ensure that we are not contributing to certain things. So sometimes we'll jump right back into another relationship, and the remnants of betrayal or they carry on, or those things carry on because we have not taken the time to heal. And now we're in another relationship, and now we're mad, and we're upset with the people that we're in a relationship, whether it's with our spouses or whatever, or significant, whatever, whether we get into friendship relationships, we automatically think that a relationship is just, you know, something, a romantic relationship. But we, even with friendship, even with businesses, even with business partners, or even with trying to make business transactions, sometimes we'll jump right back into the thing where instead of healing from something that may have happened in the past. So we have to make sure that we don't do that, because now we're upset with people who have not done anything to us. Now we don't know why. I don't know why you're mad. I don't know why you're upset. But it's because you still have the remnants of the betrayal still, and you've carried it on into our relationship now. You've carried on into this business venture, and now, you know, and I'm not saying don't not be careful. Of course, God gives us wisdom. And he wants us, you know, to make sure that we use wisdom in everything. But to make sure that the way that you are handling certain things are not because you have not taken the time to heal. So we must take the time to heal. Do what we have to do. Read scriptures on forgiveness. Read scriptures on accountability or whatever it is that you need in order to get to that place of healing. We must heal. and we have to take the time to do it. Okay? So what's our choice? It's our choice. It's always our choice. Do we continue to carry on and hold on to the malice and the unforgiveness in our heart, or do we choose to forgive and move on and allow God to deal with whoever it is that caused you pain, whoever it is that caused you disappointment, whoever it is that hurt you? Let God deal with them, and you deal with you. You deal with you, because there's so much that God wants to do in your life. There's so much that he wants to do, and it's so hard. It's so hard for him to use you if you choose. Again, it's our choice. If you choose to hang on to it, if you choose to hold on to the unforgiveness, if you choose to hold on to the malice, excuses, again, are not allowed. They may be justifiable. You may have every right in your mind to have the excuse, but you don't know what he did to me, but you don't know what she did to me, but you don't know what happened to me. And I would never minimize any of that. But we have to ensure that we're not allowing those excuses to keep us from conquering, to keep us from being who God wants us to be, who keeps us from doing what God desires us to do. God still wants you to win, even in your betrayal. He still wants you to conquer, even when people have hurt you. He still wants you to carry on. And some of that may seem harsh, or like, how dare you tell me to keep going when this has happened to me? But he does not desire for you to stay in a place of pity. He does not desire that. He will not say, okay, daughter, I know that you've been through this. I know that you've gone through this, so it's all right to stay where you are. No. He wants us to conquer, and it's always our choice. And God knows that we have emotions. He realizes that we hurt. He realizes that, you know, there are some things in our lives that may throw us off balance, but he wants you to get up and keep moving and keep going regardless of your betrayal. Again, I say that I've been there, and I realize that it may seem harsh, but God wants this time. It's time for us to win. It's time for us to conquer. It's time for us to move. It's time for us to do, you know, what it is God wants us. It's time for that. So, but it's hard for us to be used in a way that God wants to use us if we decide. Because, again, it's our choice. If we decide to just sit back and allow those things to fester in our lives, allow it to rot in our lives and cause us to be in a place where we're hateful now, and we don't show love, we don't show kindness. So we have to be careful. We're conquerors. We are more than conquerors. Romans 8:37 said, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors and gain an overwhelming victory through him who loved us so much that he died for us. We're victors. We're winners. And we will destroy the atmosphere for Jesus, or we will destroy the atmosphere for the kingdom if we do not walk in that, if we do not walk as conquerors, if we don't walk in forgiveness, if we don't walk in obedience, and if we don't decide to take accountability for ourselves and our actions and the things that we cause. I pray that somebody has received something on today, and I pray that you are able to apply it immediately. I love you all, and I know that there are some people who may be dealing with this thing right now, or maybe in the middle of a betrayal, or maybe in the middle of a hurt or a disappointment, I say to you, get up and allow God to do what he needs to do. Allow him to work. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him, trust him, trust him, and him only. Trust him. And allow him to work. And get up and conquer. Get up and win. Don't allow this thing to knock you down. It's knocked you down. Don't allow it to keep you down. Don't allow it. Get back up again. Get back up again. Blessings to you all. I love you all so much. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, God, so much for who you are. We thank you so much, God, for your word. We thank you so much that it brings conviction, God. We thank you that it brings correction, that it just lifts us up, it delivers us, And it keeps us from a place of falling or of staying in a falling position. God, we just thank you so much for everything that you are, for all that you're doing, God. We just thank you so much for every person, God, who's listening or those who will come back and listen later, God. We thank you that you would help them now, God, even if they've been in a place where they're hurt, God, and their hearts are broken. We know that you understand that. We know that you know all about it. But, God, we ask that you would help us and give us all strength not to stay down. We thank you for the fight in us to keep going. We thank you that the fight that you placed on the inside of us, that we'll pull from it and that we'll keep going and that we won't allow ourselves to be in a place of pity. We won't allow ourselves to fall into a dark place. God, we just thank you so much for your strength and the power and the authority that you've given and that you've placed in us. We thank you, God. So now for every person who is hurt, God, we thank you for healing. We thank you, God, that you are healer, that you will heal and mend our broken hearts now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, and we give you so much. We thank you for forgiving us and cleansing us of all unrighteousness, God. We thank you, and we thank you that you'll help us to forgive. We glorify you. We give you praise, God, and we give you honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. I'll turn it back over to you now, Prophet.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. We thank God for the power of his anointing. Praise God. And like you said, no excuses for the acceptability of what God does not accept. We just got to allow him to heal. I'm not going to go over any remarks now because I want, while the anointing is flowing, I want to allow the lines to be open. So if anyone have any prayer requests, that you can address those prayer requests, and we'll have remarks afterwards. So as I open the lines, then we will have you, as well as if the Lord's even giving your the apostle some words. But right now we want you to go ahead and pray for those that may have some requests or some concerns or healing or deliverance or just need strength or maybe, you know, something is transpiring in their lives right now that this word has affected them to the point where they just need that next boost or shift to have that release. So while I was talking, I'm just opening the lines. So at this time, if anyone have a desire for prayer, Apostle Terry and Apostle D.C. Terry, both are available. So, woman of God, as the Lord leads you, as they make their requests. Anyone have a request? We're going to go ahead and take those requests now.
Yes, my name is Baker from Columbus, North Carolina. I wanted to say hello to everyone that's on the line. Thank you for being here tonight. Everything wonderful, the words that I heard. And I'm just enjoying the Lord. I'll tell you, a lot of people need this in this day and time because people are not getting the things that God is just a toy. And one thing that the world is going through is that the fear and reverence out of God, and they have no respect for him. But at the same time, they think there's no devil, there's no Satan is not real, and that's what he wants them to think. As long as he makes them think that he's not real, then they think he's just a toy. It's like they used to be children, like a play tree. Something to play with, and too many people
praise God. So that's true what you're saying, bless the Lord. But we want to make sure, even in the remarks, we want to find out right now. Didn't want to interrupt you, but we want to take all the prayer requests. But the statement that you made is definitely the truth, because people don't have the reverence and the fear of God like they need to. But right now, we want to take those people that also have a request because they may be challenged or going through some things or coming out of it or however. So we want to take all those requests, but we do thank you for your remarks and appreciate you very much, not unless you have a prayer request yourself.
Yes, I do. I would like to pray for me, for my blood pressure, for the lower to a normal rate because it's been high for a pretty good while. And I asked you to pray for my grandchildren because I have a stepdaughter that made one son gets raised by babysit by a lesbian, and another grandson gets babysit by a homosexual. So I need them to be prayed for as well. That's my prayer request. Thank you.
Okay, Apostle, we're going to take them as they go and whatever, because I don't know how. We got plenty of time, so we're going to take them as they go instead of just a. So if you want to, you can go ahead and address that one.
Father, we thank you, God, for this man on tonight, for this man of God on tonight. God, we thank you, God, just so much for what you're doing in his life, and God, what you're going to do in his life. I thank you for touching his body now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for healing. God, we thank you that you would touch his body, God, that you would give him instruction of the things that he also should do himself, God. We thank you, God, for your divine healing, but God, we thank you, God, there are some things that we have that we must do ourselves, God, that we ask that you would help him to be obedient, God, and do the things that he should do as well to for his body and for his blood pressure. God, if he does not know, we thank you that he would seek guidance and counsel in that area to lower the blood pressure, God. We thank you that you are a healer, God. We thank you that you're a sustainer, God. We thank you that you will do exactly what you said you would do in your word, God. At the same time, we thank you that you've given us the ability and the power to do things here on earth. So, God, we ask that you would place in his heart or give him or lead someone in his direction, God, so that he'll know what he can do as well. God, we thank you for covering these children, God, now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you would cover them now or remove them from where they should not be, God, if there's a way that for them to be removed from wherever they are. God, we thank you that you will make a way, God, that you're able to do that. And God, we thank you that you would cover them in the meantime. We know that you can. We know that you can keep them. So, God, we ask that you would do that. And God, that you would also give him knowledge and show him, God, what exactly he can do as well. God, we thank you. We give you praise, God, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Any other prayer requests we'll take?
I have one that I would like. I would pray for my daughter who is dealing with high blood pressure and weight and other health issues, that the Lord will heal her and strengthen her and deal with in the name of Jesus.
Okay, who am I speaking with?
This is Wilhelmina.
Pardon me? Okay, high blood pressure and...
My daughter.
Okay. And health issues. Okay.
Yes.
Let me ask you something, Apostle. Do you want to just take one by one, or you just want to just take a list of them, or what?
Well, I guess some of these are similar. It's okay. It's okay if you want to do them.
It's up to you. Okay.
One.
Okay, if they end up being overwhelming too many, then we'll just add to them. But right now, we're not having as quick responses. So anyone, right after you hear the next person, then you can immediately, someone she turns and pray, and you can say your request. Okay, then. Go ahead and take this one.
Okay, Father, we thank you once again, God, for your healing power. God, we thank you, God, that you're a healer, that you're a sustainer, God, that we know that you're Jehovah Rapha, and that you're a healer, and God, that you're able to heal us of all manner of sickness and disease. God, we thank you. We also thank you, God, that we would that you would help her daughter, God, to that you would speak to her, and that she would listen, and that she would be obedient to do what it is that you give her to do. God, we ask that if she does not have an ear to hear, God, that you would speak through her mother, God, that she would listen to what it is that she has to say as well, God, that she would speak scripture to her, that she would show her and that knowing that God is a healer, God, but also give just godly wisdom on the things that we need to do, God, to take care of our bodies, to take care of our temples, God, to make sure that we're putting the right things in and that we're not feeding ourselves the wrong things. Oh, God, we just thank you that we thank you that we have wisdom and that you would just help us, God, to walk in that godly wisdom and not to ignore the things that we know that are just everyday things. God, we thank you, God, again, that we will grab onto your healing, that you, God, have healed us of all manner of sickness and disease. So, God, we thank you that you would speak again to her daughter and speak to her and help her to be that guidance that she needs as well. Strengthen her in that way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
Okay, usually we just take the prayer requests. I know the ones that come on regular knows that right after that person finished, if they don't have any more prayer requests, we're not going to hold the line open just to wait and to breathe and whatever. I like to keep the anointing flowing. So as the next prayer requests come up, praise the Lord, and if we don't have any after that, we're going to do remarks. So are there any more prayer requests out there? Glory God, this is a revival. We're here. God has blessed a powerful word and the anointing. So whether it's related to the message or whether it's related to your health, the lines are open. And she's available to pray, and we're here. So at this time, if you have any prayer requests, we'd like for you to go ahead and make it known. Okay. If there's no more prayer requests, we'll go ahead and take our remarks for tonight. Bless the Lord. Thank God for a powerful word that's gone forth. I'm not going to be the first one to say so. So we're going to ask you if you have any. It's Pastor Bird, the prophet. I know Pastor Burton is not on right now, but I'll let you all go first and any other leaders and whoever else the Lord bless. We don't want to hold the line long because I want that word that was such a powerful word that came saturated in our spirits, because that was something out of there for everyone from leadership on down to glory out layperson. So any remarks, we're going to let you go ahead and share those now. And they be brief because we have quite a few people on the line. So it's like a minute.
Praise the Lord, Apostle. Thank you for that wonderful word. And that's a word that we all need, and it's on time. And I thank you for that when you talked about unforgiveness, because a lot of us have not truly forgave. And when we hold that, it does keep us bound to the person, and it keeps us in that dark place. So that was a right now word for me, I know, because God was just showing me in the day where I was holding something against somebody, and it's been a long time. So I had to pray to release that, because as long as I'm holding on to that, that person got a hold on me. That was a beautiful night. Enjoyed you so much, and God bless you. Just keep up the good work.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Bless you.
Amen, Apostle.
You,
I just love the word. I thank you. I just love the word on tonight. My name is Robert Black. And I love when you said you don't have to tell everybody everything you know. Sometimes we have to hold things to ourselves. And sometimes we get ourselves into trouble telling everybody everything. We can't let our left hand know what our right hand is doing sometimes. And sometimes we can't cast our pearls. And I thought about all of that, and it lightened my load, because I don't have to tell everybody everything. Sometimes I need to zip my lips and let whatever God gave to me, let it come to pass. Be led by the Holy Spirit when I do tell somebody something. And I just thank God. And I had to repent, and it just lightened my load, because it just washed me. The word just washed me. It just cleaned my slate. And I just thank God for it. Amen.
Yes, sir. Blessings.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I give God glory and praise for the message tonight from Apostle Terry. I appreciate that word. That word betrayal jumped out at me, and sometimes the betrayal come from the ones you don't expect it to come from, and you do have to feel, praise God, if you change the atmosphere for Christ, you're going to have to make sure you're forgiven, even though you don't feel that you've done anything to cause the betrayal. You have to feel forgive, praise God, for yourself, praise God, hallelujah. And you have to pray for that individual, whoever it was that you were betrayed by. And sometimes it's from the enemy knows how to use the ones you love the most, which is usually someone in your immediate family. I want to say I really appreciate that. You gave excellent points, praise God. I wrote a word down, self-examination, and I agree with Brother Black on sometimes we talk too much. We have to study. I need to study to be quiet, praise God. Hallelujah. Speak what the Holy Spirit gives me, praise God, and make sure I got the word of God on the inside so when situations arise, I make sure that it's the word that come up that I hear from the Holy Spirit of what he has to say. So I thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God that God is the one who deal with, he will righteously recompense tribulation to the ones that trouble us. So we don't need to take or try to make someone else pay for whatever the situation was. We can let God deal with that. But we have to be the people of God that we're supposed to be. And I really appreciate the point. It really drove home when you talked about take the time to heal. And if you expect to affect change of the atmosphere for Christ, you have to make sure you don't have any baggage. Let me just put it like that, praise God. You got to make sure that you are, praise God, on the right track with Christ, and you have relationship, and praise God, you are able to hear from him. So I thank and praise God for that message tonight. It was a great message. I appreciate it all in Jesus' name. Thank you, ma'am. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank God for using you tonight mightily. Because you have really, when you said, you got to know when to speak and when not to speak. Some people just don't know when. So I thank God for you bringing that message, and I thank God for using you because he used you mighty tonight, woman of God. Thank God for your word. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
I just want to thank Pastor Terry for the word of God on tonight. It was really good, and I enjoyed it. And I just thank God for it because, like she said, sometimes we talk too much. We tell too much of our business and all this, and we just have to be careful. And I just not going to say a whole lot, but I was writing down some notes, and I just enjoyed it so much, and I just want to take it for myself to be able to use for my life, that I'll learn how to study and be quiet and learn how to listen to the Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me in the way that he'll have me to go. So I thank God for you, that God will continue to bless you.
Amen. So much blessings to you as well.
I think that if we just shut our mouth and only open it when it's given praise and honor to God, then we don't have to worry about another person telling anything of our business. Why? Because we're only opening our mouth to give praise and honor to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you praises tonight, Apostle.
Is that the last remark?
I was speaking, Pastor BJ, but I heard somebody else, and I backed off. This is
okay,
Pastor
then.
Sims.
All right, Pastor Sims.
Okay. I give glory to God tonight, Apostle Cherry, for that wonderful anointed message that you brought to us. And the one that jumped out at me most is don't ignore the fruit. Just, I encountered something. But if I had been
been paying attention to the fruit, but the love of people that you love and you really trust will blind you sometimes to the fruit. But that fruit is a strong indication of a person's character and how God is blessing them or using them. And I just thank you so much. Everything was wonderful. I appreciate and I just thank you for coming on and sharing that word with us tonight. But this one is the don't ignore the fruit. That was a big one to me. And we appreciate and we thank you and we ask you, God, to help you to live long and prosper and keep sharing these anointed messages with all who would listen and need to hear. God bless you.
Amen. Blessings to you as well.
Powerful, powerful word. Anyone else before we go close and let Apostle Terry D.C. to have remarks and then the woman of God. Anyone else if prior to? Uh-oh, lady, someone else came on to open the line. Let me see if the matter just came on sounding late. But anyway, any more remarks? Truly, I have a lot I could say, but a lot has already been said, but powerful word of God, and I just really love so many remarks that was made, but also keep sticking it into my spirit about the excuses, but still yet not acceptable until the Lord, and you stress that you're not saying that, you know, you're taking it lightly or, you know, just looking at the fact that we can just get over it or whatever, but knowing how deep it can hurt. But nevertheless, at the end of the day, we have to be led by the Spirit and let the Spirit lead and guide us. And all these things can trip us up and snare us and hold us back from being, you know, a vessel that can be used for the glory of God, because that dark place and whatever. And he said he came to bring us out of darkness into the marvelous light. And the enemy use any tool, any device, anybody, any situation, even the closest ones to us. But we got to learn how to forgive like Jesus died for us while we were yet sinners. And so, and he's trying to teach us how to love beyond, gave us that power of the Holy Spirit to be able to help us go through it. And so make up our mind who we're going to serve and be able to that place to let God help us daily through his word. And so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And the thing about it, we got to make sure we keep casting these cares and these concerns. He went through betrayal. He went through everything that we could ever dream of, think of, or even imagine. And still yet, in a matter of those days and whatever like that, and all the time he was here. So I just bless the Lord with so many vital things that you brought out in our lives. And some of us are went through it, going through it, and maybe coming out of it. And sometimes it may happen again. But as we grow in him and as we learn and recognize the hand of God and his also the works of the enemy and the works of the flesh, then we'll know, glory to God, how to walk through this. We can do all things through Christ Jesus and not be the victim, but be victorious in him and be more than a conqueror. So you have done an excellent job in bringing it all the way down from ABC principles all the way down to Z. I mean, we went to school, went to elementary, went to college, whatever, with that word tonight. That was powerful. So I thank God that he continued to bless and use you. And praise God, we continue to cast the cares every day. This was powerful in the way God used you and to bring it on that side of portrayal, on our part, because I look at so many times how many doors have been opened and warnings have come, and we go back and repeat the same thing when some people don't even recognize the fact of that. You already seen the pattern. Why do you keep falling back into that same situation of different kinds of things that occur in your life? But that's enough. But at this time, praise God, I want to give space to none other than your beloved pastor, Apostle D.C. Terry. But after that, we'll give remarks to you, my dear, and then we'll make the announcement for the rest of the week for the revival. Thank God you surely opened up it in a powerful way for us to be able to be shifted to the next level if we want to go and make up our mind. It wasn't just another message, because this wasn't no tickle-ish ears message. This was a message to heart if we really want to grow and make a difference going into the new year and not a resolution, time for transformation. Amen. Praise the Lord. I get caught up for a moment, so let me stop talking. In the meantime, at this time, receive none other than Apostle D.C. Terry. the husband and the pastor of Pastor Terry. Thank you.
Glory to God. Again, blessings upon you, Prophetess BJ, and everyone else, all the other hearers, pastors, leaders, everyone else on the line. I want to say to Apostle Tara, it was a wonderful word and very impactful. And some of the things that were highlighted, so many people have said so many things, and I'll just share two things that I grabbed from this, is that, you know, God wants us to impact the earth. And a lot of times, and a lot of us, I won't say everyone, but I know it's happened to me, is my impact was impacted. It was decreased based on something that was going on the inside of me. God wants us to be free so that we can impact the world the way that we need to impact the world, the way that we're supposed to impact the world. And another thing is, he didn't just place us here just for everyone else. He wants us to be successful too. And if we aren't careful, hurt will cause us betrayal, or our response to it, the fact that we've not forgiven, the fact that we've not healed, can cause us to fail at opportunities that God has sent our way because we've not come out of that hurt. And so you spoke, and I just want to say thank you, blessings upon you. I love you, and it's in your hands now.
Praise God.
Amen. I love you too. Such, isn't he great, guys? He's so amazing. But I thank God for my apostle, DC, and I thank you once again, Pastor Prophetess, BJ Hubbard. We thank you again for the opportunity to speak to you, to your audience, or to your on your platform. We're thankful for that opportunity, and this is just such an amazing thing to have, to be able to open things up. You know, God is just amazing. Everything does not happen to have to take place within the four walls anymore. You know, we're definitely able to reach the masses, and that is just amazing. So I'm thankful again for you, and I'm so thankful for everything that you're doing for the kingdom. We love you so much, and I'm not going to continue. I'm not going to go on. I thank you all for your words of encouragement. It meant so much to me, and it was so encouraging to me, more than you probably will ever know. So I'm grateful for those of you who are obedient to speak and those who are obedient to make remarks. I'm thankful for you. And I don't take it lightly. So I don't know how you end this, Pastor Hubbard, but I'm not going to carry on. I'm thankful for all of you, and I'm grateful, and I pray that all of this, that the word will be hidden in your hearts, and that you're able to grab and pull from it when you need it. And you may need it right now, that when you're in a situation, that you're able to pull from this, that you've hidden it, and that you will apply it as needed. And I'm thankful for all of you. And I love you all. Pastor Hubbard, I'm not sure how you normally end this, but I don't have anything further.
We're on 1:15. I may tonight allow you to just go ahead and close us in prayer, but I need to make this announcement before we have the after your remarks. The Gospel Explosion Revival, we thank God for Apostle Terry tonight and how God blessed and moved. On Tuesday night, we'll have the 7th Evangelist Bernita Moultrie out of Columbia, South Carolina. Apostle Terry, of course, out of Columbia. On Wednesday night, on the 8th, we'll have Prophetess Martha Moore, that's here in Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll have on Thursday night, the 9th, Pastor Carol K. Alexander, my sister out of Tampa, in Orlando, Florida. On Friday night, the 10th, Prophetess Lillian Bird is over in the over in the Greenville area in Molden, South Carolina. Saturday is Pastor Betty Pugh on the 11th out of Columbia, South Carolina. And then on Sunday, our own brother minister Robert Black will be coming out of Connecticut. Glory to God. So we thank God for all of our speakers and for the word that's in them, and praying that you continue to keep each one lifted up, and remember the theme: what are you doing to change the atmosphere for Jesus? Now, that was a foundation laid tonight like never before. So it's to check that foundation for us and do that self-inventory for us to really put a check in some things and to shift and move from that place on to glory at the next level. So we're going to get off the, oh, glory to God, off the 747 on the Concourse, and we're going to be riding this all the way through the atmosphere or wherever God want to take us. But it's going to make the difference if we open our ears to hear and then obey what he say by faith and allow the Spirit of the Lord to have free way, so that way we won't give no place to the enemy stealing our joy and our peace. We're going to walk this out on this terrain that we got to go through, or either just saying this this journey. But it is a blessed one. If we let go and let God, we'll be a force to be reckoned with. So we won't be no POW. We won't be MIA missing in action. We won't be a KIA killed in action. And the POW, we won't be a prisoner of war. We're going to stand fast, hold fast, and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. Magnify him, glorify him. At this time, this tonight, you know, it may not be every night, but we're going to ask Apostle Terry to go ahead and close us out in prayer. And I pray blessings upon you, angels be encamped, and shalom, shalom. That'll be the next voice you hear. In the meantime, you will have a blessed, wonderful night and continue to pray. And thank God for the victory for my grandson. Praise God. Those that know about what the situation would be, about to take his life on a couple, well, about 4 days ago and whatever like this, for somebody lacing a Rice Krispie with some drugs, and his blood pressure went all the way down to 70 over 64 or something like that, whatever, 78 over, and almost lost him. But God, and then God turned some things around, even in that conference today, that he may get the glory. Thank God for the prayer warriors and the praying women and men in God, and thank God, glory to God, for all of you all that stand together as we stand one for another. That's one of my things on my heart about our youth all the time for years, but even more so on this prayer line. So in the meantime, let's continue to pray you one for another for our families, because that Herod and that Pharaoh spirit will not destroy all our youth. God got a plan for their life, and it's going to come to pass doing great and mighty things. So we bless God, and we continue to bless your strength and have a relationship that we can stand in spite of the challenges. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. All right, at this time we're going to receive none other than Apostle Terry. Praise the Lord for us. She closes out in prayer. Be blessed, be encouraged, angels be encamped, and we love you.
Amen. Are you saying Apostle D.C. Terry?
You.
Oh, apologize. Father, we thank you, God, so much for the word of today. Once again, God, we thank you so much for Providence Hubbard. God, we thank you so much for this platform that she has put together for your people to hear what you have to say, God. We thank you so much that you would, we thank you that you would continue to cover her, God, continue to strengthen her, God, to continue to pour back into her, God, everything that she pours out to your people, God. We thank you that she has favor, God, that you continue that she has continued divine connections, God. We just thank you, God, that you would just continue to bless her, God. We thank you, God, that she has, that the desires of her heart, the desires of her heart, God, are met. God, we just thank you so much for her. God, we just thank you for every person that's on tonight. God, we thank you that they've received the word on today and that we would now go forth and do what it is that we've been told to do, God, and do what that you need for us to do, God, and that we would take our part and that we would do our part in every situation in our life and in every area of our lives, God. We thank you, God, for every person, God, on tonight, that you would continue to cover them, cover our families, God. And we ask that you would help us, God, to be example, that you would help us to be examples in our families' lives, God, so that they could see you in us. Every single person on this line, God, we thank you that you would hold us accountable to be the examples that we're supposed to be, that our people and our family can pull from us, God, so that they are able to grow in you. God, we thank you, God, so much for that. We thank you that we'll continue to feed ourselves, God, with this type of platform, and that we'll be able to get different messages, God, from different areas and different walks of life. God, we just thank you so much that the word is still the same. God, we thank you, God, that you are the same yesterday and today and forevermore. God, that you'll never change. God, we thank you. We give you praise, God, and we give you honor. We thank you that everyone will have sweet sleep on tonight, rest in their bodies. We thank you for healing. In the name of Jesus, we love you. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shalom, shalom. Have a wonderful night. Praise God. The Bible.
God bless.
Blessings, everyone.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Shalom. What an amazing grace. Hallelujah.
Shalom.
To God be the glory. We exalt your holy name. We thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. How great thou art.